ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com Newbie Lesson, Lori's Story 12. Do you have the time? My name is Eric, and I'm here with Naomi-sensei.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. So, Naomi-sensei, today's Lori's first day in college.
Hi.
My little girl's growing up. So, what's she gonna do today?
She's going to the orientation for foreign student.
Ah, the orientation. It's very important.
Hi. And she's at 留学センター.
Okay, so she's at the study abroad office where we left off last time.
Hi.
Okay, let's listen in to see what's happening now.
Zero, nine, zero, nine, eight, nine, six, five, four, three, two.今、何時ですか？
11時です。
11時ですか。
ロリーさん、大丈夫ですか？留学生のオリエンテーションは11時からですよ。
え？本当ですか？じゃあ、また後で。あ、オリエンテーションはどこですか？
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
ゼロ、九、ゼロ、九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二。今、何時ですか？
11時です。
11時ですか。
ロリーさん、大丈夫ですか？留学生のオリエンテーションは11時からですよ。
え？本当ですか？じゃあ、また後で。あ、オリエンテーションはどこですか？
次は英語が入ります。
ゼロ、九、ゼロ、九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二。
Zero nine zero nine eight seven six five four three two。
今何時ですか
？What time is it？
11時です。
It's 11 o'clock。
11時ですか？
11 o'clock.
ロリーさん、大丈夫ですか？留学生のオリエンテーションは11時からですよ。
Hey, Lori. The orientation for exchange students starts at 11.
え？本当ですか？じゃあ、また後で。あ、オリエンテーションはどこですか？
What? Really? Well, see you. Oh, where are they having the orientation?
Naomi-sensei, well, it seems like she asked two questions. She said something desu ka, like twice. And one of them wasn't really a question, right?
Ah, you mean the phrase, 11時ですか?
Yeah, that's a question usually, right?
Yeah, because ka is a question marker. But I think in this case, she's confirming what Mr. Mizuki told her.
Huh. All right, well, I'm sure we're going to get into that later. So for now, let's get into the vocabulary.
次は単語です。
The first word is?
今.
Now, the present.
今. 今.
The next word is?
何時.
What time?
何時. 何時.
The next word is?
11時. 11
o'clock.
11時. 11時.
The next word is?
Orientation.
Orientation.
おりえんてえしょん。オリエンテーション。
And the last word is?
から。
From.
から。から。
All right, now let's zoom in on some of these phrases and words that we had today. What's the first word?
Actually, it's a phrase. 本当ですか?
Really?
The topic and the topic marking particle of the sentence are omitted.
Yeah, that's right. It's a pretty short sentence. I mean, there's no subject in here. There's no topic marker. But instead of a regular sentence, just take it as the one set phrase, really?
そうですね。本当ですか?
And I hear it all the time. Mm-hmm. People use it all the time, right?
Right. And in a casual situation, people say, 本当?
I think we talked about this in a previous episode. But when people say 本当, the whole word, the actual word 本当 is 本当, right? It ends with an u sound. But a lot of people just shorten it to 本当, right?
Right.
And they just raise the intonation at the end to make it sound like
本当?
And you're just asking, really? What's another phrase that we have? Similar phrase.
大丈夫ですか?
Is everything all right? Are you okay? Everything all right here? Again, this is another word that the subject is left out, so you don't really know what you're talking about unless you understand the context of the situation.
And in a casual situation, we pronounce as 大丈夫, not 大丈夫.
Yeah, that's right. Just as we said with the 本当, people drop the u at the end, the 丈夫, that u right in the middle of 大丈夫, you just shorten that, or mm-hmm. you get rid of it, and you just say 大丈夫, really yeah. quick.
大丈夫?
Even though a lot of people probably think they're saying that u, and mm-hmm. they're just speaking really fast, and they don't actually say it, but they think they are. That happens too, huh? Just same thing in English, you know, we're probably saying things that are way different from what we think we're saying.
Ah, そうかもしれない。
Okay, Naomi Sensei. So then these two phrases, they don't have subjects, right?
No.
But can you add a subject to it? Can you make it more specific? Instead of saying really or, something okay. Like, for example, is that for real? When you're talking about that.
それは本当ですか? それは本当?
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually not even making anything any more specific. It's the same exact function as 本当ですか, right?
Right.
Maybe just a little bit more superfluous. But for 大丈夫ですか? Same situation.
それは大丈夫ですか?
How about that? Does that change the meaning?
No, same.
Same exact as 大丈夫ですか? Mm-hmm. But that means, is that all right? You know, when you're talking about a situation or something intangible. But let's say something's wrong with a person and you want to ask them if they are all right. Are you all right?
You can probably say, あなたは大丈夫ですか? But calling someone あなた is too direct.
Right, right.
So instead of saying あなた, I recommend you to put the person's name. For example, エリックさん、大丈夫ですか?
はい、大丈夫です。You know, there's a lot of businessmen and people in suits that late at night, they look like they're about to just die right there on the spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at the train station and the people who look like they're just dead.
Because they're drunk?
Well, I mean, either they're drunk or they're so overworked that...
Okay.
No, really. I mean, I really see these people all the time. And sometimes they're so messed up that other people go up to them and just, they only say, 大丈夫ですか?
Hi.
Without, they don't say, あなたは or anything like that. They just say, 大丈夫ですか? It's pretty clear that they're being asked, are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So, hey, if you see any people in distress, ask them, 大丈夫ですか? Just like
大丈夫ですか?
that.
エリックさん、大丈夫?
大丈夫ですよ。
本当ですか?
Let's move on to the next topic. Find out if I'm 大丈夫 or not. All right, but enough about whether I'm all right or not. Lori, let's talk about Lori. Okay? Mizuki-san told Lori that the orientation is going to start at 11.
Right.
But he didn't say the word start anywhere in that sentence. What did he say?
Orientation は11時からです。
Okay, so if I were to directly translate, it would be, the orientation is from 11 o'clock.
Does it sound natural in English?
It makes sense, but usually when you say the word from, it's like a range, so you need to include the two. You know, from 11 to 3, that would be normal. But usually you would use a verb like it starts at or it'll begin at 11. Which you don't really use that much in Japanese, right? You always say kara when you're trying to indicate when something starts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if we were to say from, even if you don't say to, we say from 11. But in Japanese, you switch the order, right?
Right. 11時から.
Right. So it would always be the time and then kara. Pretty straightforward.
次は文法です.
Let's move on to grammar. What's our first grammar phrase of the day?
今何時ですか?
What time is it? Let's break it down.
今
Now
何時
What time?
です
Copula
か
The question marker.
今何時ですか?
What time is it now?
I think this is the most common expression to ask the time.
That's right. And this is pretty formal in the sense that you say 今 at the beginning, you say now. Because when you ask the time, you almost usually mean right now, right? When you're asking the time. So you can basically omit 今 and it'll still have the same meaning.
何時ですか?
What time is it? Same thing, right?
Right. And of course, in a casual situation, you can drop ですか and say 何時?
And you know, it's funny. In that case, personally, from personal experience,When you're speaking casually, you tend to add the 今 at the beginning. So it would become
今何時?
Right, and that's the phrase you hear the most, at least when you're speaking casually. So in a previous lesson, we learned the numbers, right? Let's do the time. Let's learn all of the hours.
So, 難しいよ.
You think it's too difficult?
Just a little bit.
Hey, but we're only adding two new numbers from the ones we already know.
Oh, that's right.
We learned from 0 through 10, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to go up to 12, so we can count all of the hours.
Great.
All right, so let's start with 0 o'clock.
0 o'clock?
No, but you know what? Let's start with 1 o'clock, because the other one is a 24-hour system, or military time. And let's start off with a 12-hour system, okay. From 1 through 12. But hey, for those people who are curious anyway, what's 0 o'clock?
0時.
Or?
0時.
Which means midnight.
Some people use it.
Yeah, I hear it often.
Yeah, but I personally use 12時. Oh, ちょっと難しかった。
Okay, well, we're going to get to that. All right, so what's 1 o'clock?
1時.
2 o'clock?
2時.
3 o'clock?
3時.
4 o'clock?
4時.
5 o'clock?
5時.
6 o'clock?
6時.
7 o'clock?
7時. Or 7時.
8 o'clock?
8時.
9 o'clock?
9時
10 o'clock
10時
11 o'clock
11時
12 o'clock
12時
There we go. Now you can count all of the hours.
But you have to be careful about 4 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 7 o'clock, right?
4 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and 7? Why? Are those the evil hours? Are those hours cursed? What's going on?
The pronunciation is a bit irregular.
Irregular. Okay, so let's go over them again. What's 4 o'clock?
4時.
Okay, I see what you're saying. So normally the number 4 is
4.
But when it's 4 o'clock, it becomes
4時.
I see. So the 4 becomes 4.
And you can't say 4時 either.
Ah, that's right. Because another way of saying 4 is 4, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't say 4時. Doesn't make any sense. No one will know what time you're talking about. They'll think you made up a new number... And that's a new time in a parallel dimension. So, what's the problem with 7 o'clock?
I think people usually say 7時 in the conversation. But at the train station or airport, you might hear 7時.
You know what? You just reminded me of something. When I was once at the train station, I think it was for the Shinkansen, for the bullet train, right?
Okay.
And a group of foreigners was trying to get their tickets, right? They were in front of me. And they were trying to find out the time for something I couldn't really hear. But basically, the guy at the station was saying, the kakari-in was saying, 7 時, right? 7 o'clock. But it seems like those people didn't understand. And then eventually the guy said, 7時. And then at the time, I thought, this guy at the station was just patronizing the foreigners because they couldn't understand shichiji, so he had to say it in another way, like in a sort of childlike way for them to understand. But actually, people that work in public transportation do use nanaji.
Right.
Ha.
You didn't help their group of foreigners?
Well, I mean, they were just... No. Come on, they were just, you know, they just didn't know the time, that's all. Everything else they kind of knew. Come on, man, don't grill me on this podcast. I help other random people.
なるほどね。I see.
This is a family-friendly show. If you guys come to Japan, I'll help you. Call me. I'll tell you how to say 7 o'clock. I promise. And then, 9 o'clock.
9時. It's not 9時.
Ah, 9 is normally...
9.
9. But 9 o'clock?
9時.
It becomes 9. 9時. All right, so let's practice some polite conversation. What time is it now?
今。何時ですか?
It's 4 o'clock.
4時です。
And what time is it now?
今 ?4 時です。
Hey, what a coincidence. It really is 4 o'clock right now when we're recording this. Amazing.
すごい。And in a casual situation?
Even though in English there's no real difference between casual speech and formal speech, it's still, what time is it?
今何時?
It's 4 o'clock.
4時。
Wow, that's really simple.
ね。
It's much simpler to speak casually, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what happens if you speak casually to just everybody?
They think you're rude.
Really?
Huh. Or friendly, super friendly.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it depends on how you say it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Because the casual way can be construed as very rude or just very friendly. Because kids speak mostly in casual conversation.
Right.
At what age do they start speaking in the desmas polite form?
Good question. Never thought about that. I think it depends on the parents and the family, but...
So it's the family's job to teach the kid to speak politely, or do they learn it like formally at school in a textbook, or what is it?
We don't formally learn desmas form at school, but どうやって勉強するんだろうね?
I know some kids who are like 7 or 8 and they never say desmas.
They might. I think they use it to the teacher or someone they respect.
No, but I mean, seriously, I've seen them in many situations, mm-hmm. like around adults and around people they don't know, and they speak to everyone very politely and kindly, and they sound really cute, so nobody says anything. But then I wondered, wow, at what age do they start? Do they transition?
わかんないね。
All right, we'll look that up. We'll look that up and get back to you guys next week on that, even though it has nothing to do with this topic. But hey, it's something good to know, right? All right, I don't know how we're going to look it up, so you know, don't hold me to that. Okay, Naomi-sensei, it's time for practice. Okay, so Naomi-sensei, you want to know the time, but there's no clock around you, and you don't have a watch. And you don't have your sundial with you today. So, talk to a passerby and you say,
すみません, 今何時ですか?
And then the person would stop, take out their watch, and say,
7時です。
It's 7 o'clock. And then you would say,
あ、ありがとうございます。
And then realize to yourself that you're late for the movie. How do you say movie in Japanese?
映画。
So then you rush to the movie theater, and since you already missed the first showing of that movie, you want to know at what time the movie's showing.
映画は何時からですか?
What time does the movie start? So you saw the movie, and now you got out, you're full on popcorn, having a good time, and then you realize, wow, it must be late. The streets are empty, and it might be time for the last train. So then you rush to the station, you go down, and then you ask the station master.
すみません。終電は何時ですか?
That's a new word. The last train.
終電。
What time is the last train?
終電は何時ですか?
And then the station master says,
1時です。
The last train is at 1 o'clock. And still not having your watch, you need to know what time it is now to see if you've made it on time. So then you once again ask the station master,
今何時ですか?
And then the station master replies,
12時です。
It's 12 o'clock.
Whew. よかった。
What a relief.
ね。
You made it 1 hour in advance of the last train. Have a good night and go home.
はい、ありがとうございます。
It's nearly about time for me to find out if I'm daijoubu or not. But before I go, in this lesson we learned about telling the time, asking what time it is, for various events and stuff. But hey, you know, we just learned a limited amount of words. What you can do is go to www.japanesepod101.com and go to our dictionary. Of course, not only does it include thousands of words, but also thousands of audio files so that you can practice your pronunciation, which I stress all the time, it's very important, practice the pronunciation. And it also allows you to add your own words to your personal word bank so that you can go back, review all the words you learned. So hey, if you need to ask the time for the movies, the last train, which you just learned right now, or the theater, or the bonfire, or anything that you need to go to, use the dictionary at JapanesePod101.com. All right, I'll see you guys next time.
じゃあまた。
ゼロ、九、ゼロ、九、八、七、六、五、四、三、二。今、何時ですか?
11時です。
11時ですか。
ロリーさん、大丈夫ですか? 留学生のオリエンテーションは11時からですよ。
え、本当ですか？じゃあまた後で。オリエンテーションはどこですか？